Hang on, I gotta find my agenda. There it is.
Sorry, I'm a moment late. My session went overtime.
That's okay. I'm just getting on too. For whatever reason, the computer wasn't working. Okay, so we're here. Shall we call the meeting to order? And let's all stand and say the Pledge of Allegiance, please. I pledge allegiance to the flag, of the United States of America, and to the republic
for which it stands,
one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Thank you. Could we have roll call, please?
Sponsor Jordan.
Here.
Sponsor Wood.
Here.
Sponsor Dunham.
Here.
Supervisor Phillips.
Present. Mr. Hoyning is not here. He's doing better, but he's not capable of coming to the meeting at this point. Okay. Roll call. We did that. Approval of the bills. There is no supervisor's report. I have not finished the reconciliation for the TNA account. And until I finish all the reconciliations, I can't print the supervisor's report. So once I get that done, hopefully tomorrow and no later than Monday, I'll get that report to you guys. Apologize, but you can't run it until those reconciliations are done. Okay, new budget 2020, no transfers or modifications needed in January. Thank you, God. Okay, motion to approve the A General Fund Townwide Vouchers 001 to 022 at $11,230.93. I need a motion. I need a second.
Second.
Okay, any questions on those, the general fund?
Terry was first.
No? Okay, motion second. Roll call vote, please.
Councilor Wood?
Yes.
Yes. Thank you. Okay. There are no vouchers for the B General Fund, town outside of the village for January. E, motion to approve the H Capital Fund, Project Water Fund, I should say, to approve vouchers number 023 to 025 at $4,579.55.
I'll move.
I need a second.
Gary moved.
Second.
That was Doug. Any questions on those three?
Nope.
Okay, a roll call vote, please.
Councilor Wood?
Yes.
Councilor Jordan?
Yes.
Dunham?
Yes.
Supervisor Phillips?
Yes. Thank you. Next, I need a motion to approve the DA Highway Fund townwide vouchers 001 to 021 at, there's a different dollar amount than one. There were a couple that were missed. But we've got them in there. So the total is $26,676.19 for vouchers 1 through 21.
Almost.
I need a second.
No second.
Any questions on those? Okay, roll call vote, please.
Councilor Dunham?
Yes.
Councilor Wood?
Yes.
Councilor Jordan?
Yes.
Supervisor Phillips?
Yes. Thank you.
Fred took a couple of those off. I don't know if he spoke to you about them.
No, the two that I still had that we didn't catch, I added it. So they're included in this total, 26,676.19.
We can figure it out tomorrow, but he took two off. I thought he told you about them.
Okay, if he did, he didn't tell me. So we're approving a higher amount. So if it goes lower because he took two off, then we should be covered. We just need to make sure we know which ones they are.
Okay. All right,
thank you. So I'll talk to you tomorrow. I won't be in the morning, Kelly. I got a car inspection until I get my car done, and then I'll be in. Okay, there are no vouchers for DB, which is Highway Fund Town Outside of the Village, for January. All righty, thanks, everybody. Reports. I don't know if there's a pile there. I did not get one for the highway or the assessor, but I got a copy of the rest. Did everybody else get their copies or a copy?
I got a copy of that.
Yes, I did.
Okay, did you get one for the highway or the assessor?
I got it for the highway.
You did?
Yes.
Okay, would you do me a favor and make sure I got a copy in my mailbox? I didn't get that one. What about the assessor?
I can read this.
Okay, but wait a minute. Did you get one for the assessor?
No.
No.
No. Okay. Okay, go ahead, John.
Yes, down here, the highway crew has 4 sanders and plow trucks running now. The crew has been outside sanding and plowing. Under CHIPS, refund came in at December 22nd, 20, for the sum of $126,458.88. CHIPS is $84,225. And the paved New York was $25,432. And there's 1606 or 01 he's got down there for a total of $126,458.80.
Okay.
And that's all I had down.
I got one thing that Craig wanted me to bring up. John.
Go ahead.
On the last abstract, he ordered a fogger for the garage, and he ordered it, and then the town reimbursed him for the amount, but in transit it went down $59.93. So Craig's got a money order to reimburse the town for what it went down.
Oh, okay.
No, it went down.
Yeah, that was strange.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, usually it goes the other way. Okay.
If he wants to just jot all
that down and puts it in black and white so I know what it's for when I put it back in the account, that'd be great.
Yep, it's all done.
Okay. All right. Under old business, let's see. Okay.
Reports.
I'm sorry?
Code enforcement report.
Oh, I'm sorry. Jim, yep, you're there, Jim. Anything to report on that? Everybody get a copy? Or did they get to see it, I should say. Not everybody wants a copy.
No, I can just read it off for you if you'd like we've been doing.
I have it, but if that's good.
All right, I have 2 of them. One is for December of 2020, and the other one is the final for 2020, all my totals. So I'll go over the first one. For December, there were 14 building inspections performed. 2 new building permits were issued. 4 building permits were closed out. 3 violations were given out, and 3 violations were corrected. Also in December, we were performing fire safety inspections. 8 of these were done with all of them failing their initial inspection. 2 businesses were inspected for a second time, and these were passed after the corrections were made. Also in January, you may notice some public assembly signs going out with occupant loads. We have measured all the public assemblies and issued new numbers to make sure that everything, you know, is good for that business. So in December, I also attended the town, the village, and the planning board meetings. I traveled 58.4 miles, and my revenues were $277.10. That is my December report. I have a total 2020 code and zoning report. And I'm going to read that out to you. We performed 17 initial fire safety inspections, 2 re-inspections, 49 violations were issued, 47 violations were corrected, 73 building permits were issued, 224 inspections of those permits were performed. I gave out 8 renewal permits. We also completed 50 building permits, and they were closed out. Also issued 14 other permits, which include sheds, demolition, campgrounds. And my total revenues for the year, the zoning fees I took in were $1,975. My building fees were $13,866.30 for a total of $15,841.30. I also traveled 1,241.7 miles in 2020. Any questions?
Boy, you almost made your salary.
Yeah.
That's great.
Yeah.
Okay, so on the sheet I'm looking at, the top says 2020 code/zoning report, and then the next one for totals, it says 2019 totals. Did you mean 2020?
That's correct. That's an error. That's an error. It's 2020.
Okay, thank you. So these numbers, no, that's great, Jim. Appreciate it. Anybody have any questions for Jim?
I also believe that the budget to bring in money, I think we were only budgeted at $5,000. So that, you know, you brought well over that.
Yeah, I don't have that here because I couldn't do the report, so I can't answer that one. But yeah, that's great. Appreciate it, sir. Thank you.
You're welcome.
You got the town clerk's report. Any questions on that one? The justice report. I got the dog control officer report. And I got Tug Hill report. Paul Baxter, did you want to address any of that?
Sure, I can give my report. I guess I can all sit down here. The Tug Hill Commission offices are still operating at a 50% occupancy level with a schedule of the Watertown-based staff, or at any given time, half the staff is in the office in Watertown and the rest are working from home. Actual occupancy may be less than that because we're trying to minimize congestion, contact, and contagion. So, but Tug Hill staff are still working full-time and available to work with your municipality. The governor's executive order allowing remote meetings and public hearings by means such as Zoom has been extended through January 29th. And of course, we're resuming this meeting tonight to make it more accessible. We're still seeking contractors for the Salmon Rivers area to help with us being able to cover meetings in the Salmon Rivers area. So if you have anybody in mind who might be able and interested in doing this, we'd be happy to hear of potential candidates. The Tug Hill Commission conducted a webinar on the required public employer health emergency plans on Tuesday, December 29th, and that webinar is now available as a link on the Tug Hill website and via the Tug Hill YouTube channel. And speaking of the Tug Hill website, in response to comments and suggestions received, it has been updated and reorganized. To make it easier to find the information you're looking for, go to www.tughill.org to see what it looks like now. And then last but not least, as an update to a prior item, the computer equipment for the town tax collector and the town justice were ordered and have been delivered. And I assisted the tax collector with setup and transition of files from the old to the new computer. Some of it I wasn't able to do, the tax collector software itself. They've changed the procedure and now that has been done via Williamson, but I know they've always been good on doing that, making that process go smoothly in the past. And I think Kevin's been able to do that as far as I know.
Yep.
So I haven't heard any complaints or anything. So I'm assuming everything is working okay on that, but glad to see Kevin in the new and more up-to-date laptop. That's all I have.
Thank you. Just so you know, because we wrote the check to, I can't remember who it was, CDX or whatever it was that you ordered the equipment CDW. From. CDW, okay. Because CDW. Because we've received the equipment, and I know you haven't set up the justice yet, I had Gary give Kelly the check to mail out. I wasn't even thinking about it. We needed to hold it until we got the product, which we did. I probably should have mailed it out before, but it went out today.
They've always been very reliable. We've dealt with them for years and years, and they've always been good to deal with. So they just like to get paid within 30 days.
Just so you know, it went out today. So thank you, Paul. So
I'm sure that'll be fine because we haven't had it that long. So
okay, thank you.
I'm sure, all this stuff comes, I'm sure, with a warranty, correct?
Yes, that all comes. CDW is another place like Best Buy or Staples or whatever, and they'll. Everything comes with warranties.
Yeah, okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. One other report.
Fire department. We got a tax collector report.
Oh, shoot. I forgot to put you on there, Kevin. Sorry about that. Tax. Wait a minute. Okay, go ahead. I'm sorry.
All right. Okay, so is it okay if I take my mask off so I can talk better? Thank you. Okay, I did receive the tax warrant from the County of Oswego, and I believe I gave the supervisor a copy of it, both it and the abstract. So as far as taxes to the county treasurer, I have to pay $1,290,049.47. To the town supervisor, I have to pay $1,233,052.20 for a grand total warrant of $2,523,101.67. That being said, as of when I have not done any debt entry yet today, but prior to me starting today, I have collected first installment payments of $4,405.25. There are no second installments as yet. I have collected full payments in the amount of $383,579.17, which means I have made total collections of $387,984.42 with $2,135,117.25 still outstanding. That being said, also, I have coordinated and met with the supervisor the other night and transferred over $100,000 to her account, and she dispersed it where she needed to put it. I believe it went to highway fund. I'm not sure. I think.
Yep. Yes.
So, okay. So that basically is my report. Taxes went out the door without a problem. We've got a few problem children that can't seem to figure out how to write a check, be it either an amount or the word. And the bank goes by the wording. So if their numbers are right and the wording is wrong, well, then they got notified and said then. So I've got a few I'm waiting to fix. Oh, we got some that didn't sign their checks either. They love to do that too now. So there was a total of 14. I didn't get that exact number, but there's about 1,410 to 12 bills that are out there floating around that are being collected on for this year, which is an increase from last year's bills of about 1,402. So we picked up some. I also had to do another apportionment, which means a property got split in half or a fraction of it. So basically there was one apportionment was done, and which means I had to send out two bills. So two different property owners for two new tax map numbers. And then all in addition to all the mortgage companies, all the other bills to our local residents. On addresses on their bills.
Thank you.
Went out the door by the 31st.
I did give a copy of what you gave me to everybody. It was in the mailbox, Kevin. It's on our agenda, but I'll give it to everybody. So they have
the information. okay, this is, I don't know if you can see it, but here's my report.
Could you put a copy
I'll
of it
that
in
your
mailbox?
Box.
Thank you. Yep,
yes,
I see.
I will.
Thank you. Appreciate that, sir.
Okay.
Thank
anybody
you.
Have any questions for me?
Thank you.
Thanks, Kevin.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Thanks, Kevin.
Thanks, Kevin.
Okay. Old business. I did put a copy of the, no, I didn't put it. I don't know if the town clerk put a copy of the resolution and the water district in your mailboxes. Hopefully you got it.
I have it.
I can't. What was that?
No.
We have it.
They have it? Oh, you have it. Okay. Well, the resolution is that I'll read it. At a regular meeting of the Parish Town Board was held via Zoom at the Village of Parish Gym, 2938 East Main Street, Parish, New York, on, and it's going to be today's date of January 2021 at 6:30 prevailing time. The meeting was called order by me upon roll call. Being called, there were, and she'll mark down who was present and absent. I'll make you guys a copy of this. I just assumed she gave it to you because she got it the same time I did. Whereas by order of this board dated December 17, 2020, a mandatory referendum was set for March 1st, 2021 at the Village of Parish Gym located at 2938 East Main Street Parish with respect to a proposed increase within the maximum amount proposed to be expended for improvements within the village town of Parish Water District Number 1. And whereas the town has been notified that due to COVID pandemic, the village gym located at 2938 East Main Street, Parish, New York, is closed until further notice and cannot be considered the venue for the polling of such mandatory referendum. And whereas the polling hours for the mandatory referendum is to be held on March 1st, 2021, is also needs to be determined. Now, therefore, be it resolved that the town board, Parish Town Board, hereby change the venue for the mandatory referendum to be held on March 1st from the village gym to take place at the Parish Fire Department Fire Hall located at, and I think it's 16 Union Street, Parish, New York. We have to decide a time to put in here from what to what, 16 Union Street. We have to do a time and then we get to vote on this. I know it, I think he says it has to be at least for 7 hours. What, and I don't remember what time you guys did it back in November of 2018. I don't remember the times.
Noon to nine.
It was noon to nine the last time.
Okay, I didn't hear what you said.
Noon to nine.
Is that what we want? Okay, is that what we want for this time? 12 noon till nine?
Yeah, okay with me. Sounds good.
Okay, 12 noon to 9 p.m. Okay. Okay, so what this is doing is it's changing the location from the village gym to the Parish Fire Department on 16 Union Street from 12 noon till 9 p.m. on March 1st, 2021. That's what the resolution is. I need a motion to approve that resolution as read.
I'd like to make a correction. Before you okay. do the motion, it's not fire department, it's fire company incorporated. Correct title.
Parish Fire company incorporated. Is volunteer in there or no?
What's that?
Is the word volunteer in there? Parish volunteer fire company? No.
No, you got to have volunteer fire company incorporated.
So, okay. So
the volunteer was in it.
Oh, I don't need volunteer.
No, I'm asking you.
Need to put, right. And I just said you need Parish Volunteer Fire Company.
Parish Volunteer.
INC, Inc.
Parish Volunteer Fire Company. That's it? Okay. Right. So it will take place at the Parish Volunteer Fire Company. Located at 16 Union Street between the hours of 12 noon and 9 p.m. on March 1st, 2021. I need a motion.
So moved.
I need a second. Okay. Roll. Any questions? Roll call vote, please.
Hunter Dunham?
Yes.
Hunter Wood?
Yes.
Counselor Jordan.
Yes.
Supervisor Phillips.
Yes. Okay, so that's taken care of. When I go to do that letter, that's what I'll put in the letters, basically the date, the place, and the time, so that everybody has that when I mail that letter out with the Q&As. Okay, that one's done. So we did both A and B. All right. Auditor's letter. Jan, I think this is the one that you put in my mailbox, the one that says it's from Ben and Company CPAs. Is that the one that you put in my mailbox? Where the heck is everybody? Yes. Okay. And they're saying we do not recommend engaging an auditor at this junction. I don't disagree because they've got to do the AUD, and I have applied for an extension for that because there's no way I'm going to be able to get that done by the end of January. So they have granted me, the comptroller's office has granted us an extension. I think it's got to be in by May. It's either May 1st or May 31st, but I've got the letter in the office. So if we want to look at having auditors down the road, I have no problem with it, but they don't want to do it at this point. I think they're going to wait until we get the AUD done, I think. Is that the
way? They're not an auditor.
I'm sorry?
What they would do is come in and go through the books to make sure it's straight for the auditors. The auditors is another company. And the way it explains in that letter, the auditor is not supposed to do both. The auditors only come in and audit what you have. But if you don't have it right, that's what the company wants to do, is come in and look at it to make sure everything's in there and adds up the right way. Then your auditors come in and do your audit, and it cuts the cost way down.
Well, the auditor that we had the last time, which was the state comptrollers that came in, they did both because the books were not right. So when they came in and they looked at what we had prior to 2018, that's what they did. They were trying to understand and correct the debt that was there that nobody knew about, where it came from and where it went, those types of things. We didn't, unless you guys had somebody prior to me coming on, we didn't have anybody else come in except for the state comptrollers, and they came in July. And that's exactly what they do. They go through the books.
I don't think we need somebody to come in and go through and get the books ready for an auditor, because I don't think we're going to be saving that much money. I think we got to just pick an auditor and let them do their job.
Yep, I agree. I don't think it's now, but once we get this stuff done, I agree. That's what we need to do, is to get an auditor to come in. He or she, or they, whatever, will tell us what's wrong, what needs to be, hopefully, as long as they know municipal accounting.
Time you pay somebody else to come in through the books, and then time the audit, you're going to be spending the same amount of money probably.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I'm saying wait till we get an auditor, but it would probably be like, I'm going to say May, somewhere around there. The auditing that can be done, which
we
is
gave you that, we gave you that one name that did the other towns. You know, the other towns around. John gave you that name. I mean, what are you saying? Get your report done and then start figuring out who we're going to use?
Yeah, I'm not looking to appoint anybody tonight. I just wanted to share this letter that John gave me, or I think he gave it to everybody.
Yeah, I don't think we need somebody to get the books organized. I think we just need an auditor when you get that other report done for the comptroller.
For the state, okay. I agree.
Has the extension been approved or not yet?
Yes, the extension has been approved, yeah.
Cool.
Yeah, they usually respond pretty quickly when you ask for it. So, and they did, probably within a couple of days. So, okay. So we'll look at somebody to consider for the
audit. So I would put it, Marianne, I would make a note to maybe bring it up when? In March? April?
Yeah, let's try April. I can't
guarantee anything. Because it's going to take a while.
Oh, yeah.
Make a note to bring it, put it on April's agenda.
For an auditor. Okay. Is everybody okay with that?
I think you should invite them to a Zoom meet and let them explain it, what we said in the letter.
Auditors?
The BNC Planning Company. Let them explain it on Zoom, because you can't be here in person, but invite them on Zoom to explain what they're doing, what they're saying.
I know what they're saying. You're saying that they don't want you to do an audit, but they're willing to come in and check the books and make things straight for the auditor. Well, that's supposed to, I'm supposed to be doing it correctly in the first place, but an auditor based on the one that came from the state, that's what they did the last time, is they came in and they told us where the mistakes were and what we needed to do.
Yeah, they work with each department.
Yes. They don't do just me. I mean, they'll do the town clerk, the courts, they do everybody needs to be audited. Yep.
They let you know what they want, and then you help them out getting it.
Yes. I give them the books or papers, and then they do their thing and ask questions. So, yep. So are we okay with that?
Well, what I'm saying is let them explain it, because they're also, when you talk about we wanted a controller and stuff, in their letter and stuff, they talk about that instead of making a motion to controller. Look what they can do when they contract a company as a controller. They should be on a Zoom to explain everything they do.
Right,
we're talking payroll, controllers, and straighten out the books to make sure they're right for the auditor to look at. Let them explain it.
I understand.
They do a lot of service.
I understand what you're saying. What I'm saying is I don't know that we need to have somebody do that. If I'm screwing it up, or you're screwing it up, or anybody's screwing it up, that's what the auditor is going to do. He or she or they will come in and tell you, nope, the books are wrong, or this has got to be fixed, or whatever. That's what you pay them to do. I'm trying to think of the name that we had for school boards, and I can't think of the name. It was a big company, and every year they had to come in and audit. That's exactly what they do. They do it by Gatsby's 34 rules.
That one auditor that, I mean, you know, a couple of them that does just towns and villages, you know, that's the ones that we should be looking at.
Yes.
You know, I mean, we had some names floating out there.
Yeah, we
did.
So
them are the ones we should be looking at when it comes to the time.
I agree, and I have their names in a folder on my desk. But I'm saying we should consider it in April. We'll put it back on the agenda to look at. Yes, no?
Well, you should invite
them. I agree.
The company that we've been looking at, one of the ones I called, have them on Zoom to explain exactly what they're going to do.
And we can, if you want to do that, I'd say do that in April if we want to consider them. Let's put, is everybody okay with that?
Sounds good.
Right. I mean, when do you got to have the report in by, Marianne?
It's either May 1st or May 31st. I can't remember the day. It's May.
So basically April would give us a chance to.
Yeah, line somebody up. Okay. Okay. Thank you. ERS paperwork. We got some requests to straighten out some information on an ERS paper. I got an email today, late today, from a Tiffany, and she sent me some paperwork. They're not looking for us to do the standard work day because this person has retired. They're looking for us to do an adjusted, do I have it here? An adjusted sheet. So I told her, I said, look, I don't have time today to work on this, but if you're willing to put it off for a bit, you know, I'll talk to the town clerk and we'll try to figure out what it is they're looking for. So I'm asking that one not be, we won't even look at it tonight. I just wanted you to know we have to fix it, but it's got to go on an adjusted report for Pension Integrity Bureau rather than the standard workday one. And I just got that in an email today. So that's down the road, but we got to do that soon because the gentleman retired and it's holding up his full retirement until they get it figured out. Okay, organizational meeting designations. That was the one that we had tabled. I have put in a call to the legal department for the Office of State Comptrollers. They're in Albany. And have asked for some information. I haven't heard back from them because you can't talk to anybody. You leave a message. I haven't heard back from them with the questions that you guys had asked me about on that sheet. So do you want to put it off? What do you want to do? I mean, it's just an information more than anything else sheet. I'm trying to find it.
I would like to make a motion to get approval to get the deputy clerk's signature registered at the bank for authorization stuff, and the bank didn't have a problem with it. They just wanted to get a copy of the approval from the board that and the designation of that person. So
moved. I'll second it.
Okay. I just hope we don't have to sign all new sheets again. Last time we had to do all of them all over. Okay, I have a motion and a second. Any question on that? I understand better. Gary talked to me about it, and I understand what he was referring to when he said it. Do I have it in black and white? No, but I understand what he means, so I don't have a problem with that. Is that the question that we were, is that the only question that we had on there?
I think so.
It was. Okay, well, when I get the information, if I get it from the comptroller's legal department, black and white, I'll get it to you, but I called him 3 days ago. I haven't heard from anybody yet. So, okay, we have a motion and a second. Any questions on it? Okay, roll call vote, please.
Yeah.
Councilor Wood?
Yes.
Councilor Jordan?
Yes.
She was looking down. So.
Do I get asked?
I asked you.
Yeah, she did ask you.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear her. So, yes.
Yeah, I didn't hear her either.
Thank you. Okay, so if that's
Marianne.
Yes.
In that, should it be, it should be mentioned just in the minutes so that that's what they get a copy of the name, right? That it's Evelyn, what's her last name?
Stemmishock.
Yeah, so they know the name.
Right.
Being used.
Once she gets the minutes done, then I'll get a copy of that and I'll put it with the letter and take it to the bank.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah. Okay, so with that being in mind, if that was the only question on that sheet of designations, and I can't turn the page here, hello, of meeting designations, are you okay with approving the rest of it that we did?
Yes. Yes.
Okay, I need a motion. Hang on. I need a motion to approve the Town of Paris 2021 organizational meeting designations.
According to the last minute, there was a question on the payroll clerk position. That was something someone was supposed to look into.
That's not on the designation page.
What's that? I didn't hear.
She said it was something about the payroll clerk.
Yeah, I don't think that was on that the part that was tabled.
Which one were you talking, the designations?
Yeah, the designation page is the one that we tabled, and that's the only one that we tabled.
Okay, I got it.
Do I have a motion to approve the 2021 organizational meeting designations?
Yes, I already made a move.
Okay, I need a second.
Second.
Okay, roll call vote, please.
Yes.
Councilor Jordan?
Yes.
Councilor Wood?
Yes.
Supervisor Phillips?
Yes. Thank you. Okay, that one's done. Go to new business. All right, I put a copy of Mr. Russell's letter in everybody's mailbox. Excuse me, the following items are what is still needed for the referendum and the steps and responsibilities for the town. I didn't put in the attachments. The attachments were a copy of the paper that the inspectors sign when they're sworn in by the town clerk. It was a couple of forms that you use when we do the vote. So those things I did not attach. I just gave you the first and second page, which is with the letter that he sent us.
Pick inspectors.
I don't know how you did it last year or last time. You don't want people that live in Water District Number 1, but
they can't be on the board or any official position.
Correct. They can't be supervisor or counselors.
I can find two.
They probably shouldn't be anything, any involvement in the town.
I can find two. Don't live in
a
district that's familiar
with. If the clerk can find two, can they be in the water district?
No, you don't want them in the water district. Because they would have something to win or lose with that. So you want somebody that's not in the in the water district.
You can find two are not in the water district that done it before.
Okay, so can we get when it's going to be left up to the town clerk to do that?
Yes. Do you need okay, a motion?
So when yes, you when yep. you do that, please let us know as soon as possible who they are. I'd appreciate that. The inspectors. Okay. All righty. Whoops. Okay. Correspondence. We got the letter of resignation from Joe Lesno that we don't have to accept, as I was informed. Hold on a minute. I got to sneeze. Okay, maybe I won't. Okay, maybe I won't.
You did new business here, did you?
Do what?
New business?
Are I you just in did new business. Business. The only one we had was the new business. The only one I had was the letter from Mr. Russell.
Well, I got one thing, and I believe we talked about it last meeting. I think you need a motion to correct that payroll mistake last year for $50, don't you?
I got to find it first. Yes.
Well, you need a board's motion to do it, because I thought we said we were going to do it this month or this week. So
I thought we did motion it. You gave me permission to do it. Once I find the correction that needs to be made, to go ahead and do it. I thought we did. If you need a motion, go ahead.
I don't. You know.
All right. Make a motion that when I find if there is a mistake, that I have the board's permission to make the correction.
I'll make the motion to give the supervisor permission to make the payroll correction.
If I find, okay. I need a second.
Second.
Okay. Roll call vote, please.
Councilor Dunham?
Yes.
Councilor Jordan?
Yes.
Councilor Wood?
Yes.
Supervisor Phillips?
Yes. Okay, we have a motion to have someone make corrections. Okay. All right, okay, thank you. Thanks, Doug. I thought we did it, but okay.
I didn't know.
That's okay. Even if we did it again. Okay, we got the letter of resignation that, as I said, we don't have to accept. It's for, he's gonna be done as of February 1st. I've talked to Betsy, and it's on there for the next one under B, Betsy Knapp, regarding the assessor position. She sent me an email with paperwork that, and I gave it to everybody. I hope you all got it in your mailbox for qualifications and an application for you know, how people can fill it out and stuff. We have talked to Joe, and Joe is willing to, if we don't have anybody right away, if we don't get anybody right away, to help the town out and the people by being an interim for a while, you know, so that if people have problems with what needs to be done, because this is not a good time. Betsy says this is probably one of the worst times to have this happen, because it's a very busy time for assessors. The tentative role, I believe she said, has to be in, I believe she said, March 1st. And yeah, it's got to be done. So if we want to consider that, he could work for us as an interim until we find somebody, and he's willing to also work with somebody to bring them up to speed with what we have, if we're willing to do that. What's your feeling?
I think it's a good idea, but like I said, what I don't know is I know right now he's salary, but how does he get compensation for, what do you call that, internship, whatever?
Interim.
Is it hourly? Does he have to hand in how much time he's got invested, or do we pay him, divide his salary up by 12 months and pay him for if he's going to be here for 30 days or 60 days or whatever? I have no idea how he gets paid for that service.
I can try to get a hold of Betsy in Oswego. She may be able to give us information on that. And I can let you know that. I don't know either. I remember when Marty filled in for us, but I don't remember how he got paid. So, cause he was an interim. But I can call Betsy and ask and get back to you on that. But is the board willing to allow him to do this as an interim until we either get somebody or when we do have him work with somebody to help bring them up to speed?
Yes, I think it's a good idea.
John, Doug?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Do I need a motion for that?
I think it'd probably be a good idea.
Okay. I need a motion to approve Mr. Lesno as after February 1st to work for the town on an interim basis until we either get someone to fill his position and or help someone with that position.
So moved.
I need a second.
A second.
Roll call vote, please.
Yes.
Hunter Wood.
Yes.
Hunter Jordan.
Yes.
Supervisor Phillips.
Yes. And I will get that information for us so we know how we're going to be paying him prior to that date. I'll get a hold of Betsy. Thank you, everybody. Okay, information items. You saw my list of what I've got. If anybody wants to see those, they're available through me. The Tug Hill Times, both December's and January's. That's the paper I was talking about that Kevin gave us, the copy of Oswego tax warrant. That's what he was referring to. Municipal shelter inspection report, that's for the dog. It passed with flying colors because we use this, the city of Oswego. Minutes of the 12/17 meeting and the public hearing, 12/17. John Dunham, I did talk to him, asked him if he would help me out regarding the petty cash amounts, that he would be the one that goes around once I give him the forms, stop in when he wants to, not notifying anybody, and check the petty cash boxes for the top four positions, town clerk, tax collector, code enforcement officer, and the court clerk. And he's willing to do that periodically throughout the year for us. Planning board agenda and minutes for 12/28 and agenda for 1/25. I got that and the city BOCE spotlight. Those are the information items that I have. Where's my page? Okay. Anybody have anything else?
I have something.
We may want to, wait, is somebody saying something?
When you're done, Marianne, I'd like to say something, but I'll wait till you're done.
I think it would be nice if we got a get well card for Richard and have us sign it. I have a few here. What I'll do is I'll sign it, put it in one of your boxes. You sign it. Whoever hasn't signed it, put it in theirs. And when all four of us or five of us are on it, put it back in my box and I'll mail it to them. Is that okay with everybody?
Because we haven't heard anything.
Boy, I have no idea what you said, John.
Yeah, give us an update because we haven't heard anything.
Well, I talked to him tonight. He's doing better, but his sugar levels were really, really high. He now has to take shots and it's coming down. He's controlling it better. He's had fluid in his legs that he says comes from around his heart. I don't know what that means. So he's got to be careful with that. They did put a pacemaker in. I don't know if they burned the backside of his heart to fix that defibrillation. Is that what I want to call it? Or fibrillation, whatever it's called. They were supposed to do that, but I don't know about that piece. But he's doing. Yeah, I mean, he'll talk to people on the phone. He's not going anywhere. He can't. And he just has to watch his diet. And he's learning how to control the shots. He has a county nurse, I think, comes in once a week to see him. She'll be visiting with him tomorrow. He hasn't gotten the oxygen yet, and he said he was doing better today without the oxygen, but he was supposed to come home with a tank to help his breathing because of his heart issues. So that he hasn't got yet, but that's before I talked to him tonight. So the last I knew. I did ask Evelyn to put his mail, whatever was in his mailbox, in a folder and give it to me, and I'll take it over to him. But he can't, at this point, read something with his eyes. He can't focus real well on anything to read. So I said, well, I won't drop it off for a while, but I'll hold it here. But when he's feeling better, I'll drop that package off to him as well. That's the last I knew.
Well, God bless him, and I hope he pulls through and does good and gets through that. I know it's tough.
Yeah. And I told him, I said that, you know, at our age, because he's old like I am, we don't bounce back anywhere near as fast as we used to, But he's also got to be careful. You know, he's very paranoid about the COVID, and I can't blame him. So they don't want people stopping, you know, that's not family that hasn't been stopping. And I can't blame him in the least. He's nervous about that. But he sounded better today than he did the other day. He sounds stronger. The first time I talked to him, he sounded very weak. So, but he did sound better today.
Good.
Cool. Okay.
I think they had something.
I'm sorry?
I think Kelly wanted to say something.
Yeah, Kelly?
In the town law, it says the entire town board is supposed to look over our books and count our petty cash by the 20th of January, unless you have an auditor. So this does not happen. This year after year, this does not happen. It's the town board's responsibility. And I've never seen anywhere where just one person counts someone's petty cash. My petty cash is always right on, so I don't care. However, it does say in town law that you're supposed to audit our books by the 20th of January.
Yep. I don't disagree with you, and I did get a letter from the court. Okay, I don't remember the name. Some court authority, and I've already talked to Sheila about it. They're giving everybody, because of COVID and people can't get in and out, they're giving everybody until March 31st to do the court audit. The audit is one thing. Counting the petty cash is something else. And my understanding through the comptroller is petty cash is supposed to be counted several times periodically throughout the year and not just one time. So that's the piece that I've asked John to do, is specifically go in and knock on the door and say, hey, I'm here to count the petty cash and do what you got to do. But the audit is right. And it is the town board's responsibility to do the audit. We did, I think some of us did the court last year, because we had to sign a letter. In fact, I have to sign a letter to send in to whoever it was that gave us permission to delay it once it's done. Doing the audit is not something that's easily done, and I don't know that everybody knows how to do it. It's a form that you follow. Don't disagree with you there, but explain to me what's on that form and what I'm looking at. It's not an easy process.
Yeah, I did one on the court last year.
Yeah.
And from my understanding, from what I heard, remember from last year, which was brought up, and I think Richard actually mentioned it and stuff, that audits of this nature have not been, or are supposed to be done, yes, correct, but have not been performed in this town for a number of years.
You're right.
So I think right now, as far as, it's supposed to be done maybe by January 20th. And like this, I would say, from my opinion, is like maybe the second year that we're abiding to the audit program. There might need to be some adjustments in time and who's going to be doing it. And once we get something organized, I believe in 2022, it would be easy to know when the time we have to start, who's going to do it, how it's going to be done. But I think this year is going to be a learning curve of if we get a company or we do it ourselves or what goes on, you know, how it gets done. So I think time frame wise, to me, is not a big issue at the moment. I think the fact that the board is going forward and doing this, which hasn't been done,
right,
is a plus in the right direction. But I think it's going to just take a little bit of time to get straightened out and organized. So I think we're on the right path. And hopefully in 2022, once we do it this year, next year will be
easier.
Walk in the park.
Yeah. We could possibly, and I can get a hold of the comptroller's office, we could possibly have a training just for our board members once we get the documents, so that somebody can walk us through it. Because looking at that and figuring out what it is you need to look at in each of the different offices, it's not a walk through the park, because I've never done it. I wouldn't know exactly which documents to look at to say, yep, this is number 15 on the sheet, you know, that type of a scenario. I can, if you want me to, I can call them. I can call the comptrollers and ask, or even Association of Towns, see if they have something where we could have maybe a Zoom training for the board.
Webinar or something.
Yeah, and see if they would be willing to do something like that, because it's not an easy process.
Right.
But we still need an outside auditor.
Oh, yeah. Right. No. This is strictly the one that we're responsible for, Doug.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
That one's going to be coming in like we said, we'll talk about it in April, and hopefully in May they'll come. But no, this is strictly the departments that we the board are responsible to be auditing every year.
Now, doesn't that say that the board needs to, I mean, isn't that, I might've been reading it wrong, but isn't that the board's responsibility to even do that at random times throughout the year?
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah.
I would be happy if we got one done, Carrie.
Right. But I'm just saying, I thought that's what I read.
Yes.
In the law book, that it's the board, it's up to the board to do it at random times. No, no given dates, but at random times throughout the year, but there has to be one major audit performed every year.
Yes. No, you're right. We could, and if we wanted to divide it, well, I'm not even going to look at the process, but if you want me to, I'll call AOT and the comptrollers and see if they have something that's available. Even if they send me the book and I think I have the book, it doesn't do for me what I need it to do. I need somebody to walk me through it. That's me.
Instructor-led course would be good. I'd be willing to take that.
Okay. Let me see if I can get a hold of somebody to see if there's something they might want to do Zoom-wise. Thank you. Thanks, Kelly, for reminding us. I know it's there. It's just something I put on the back burner because we've never done it, and you're absolutely right. Of course, Zoom. Anything else?
Usually all the board members do it at once.
Okay. Yeah, I know, but I don't think it has to be all the board members. I think it can be like two, maybe three. I don't know.
In town law, it says the town board.
It says the whole board?
The whole board for all departments.
All departments, yes, but does it say that the whole board has to do every department?
The town board. It doesn't say two of the town board or three of the town board. It says the town board.
Which means all the board.
Okay. Well, we'll ask for that clarification too. I don't disagree with you. If that's the case, then we would have to set up a meeting to do that, because if it's all of us, it's going to be a meeting, which means it won't be a surprise. These audits are supposed to be done without any heads up, in other words, so that people don't necessarily prepare for it.
Well, if that's the case, Marianne, how do they audit your department if it's supposed to be a surprise?
Same thing. I don't know. That's what I'm saying. If it's two board members, then they would just come in and say, hey, we're here to do the audit, and not tell them. I have to give them whatever books they are or whatever it is that they need. But if it's the whole board, it's a meeting.
Well, I think now my opinion, I don't know, like I said, I don't know them. I don't know a lot. I have to check it out deeper, but to get all four people or five people, because there's five people on the board, to go in each department all together at one time to do an audit, to me, it's a little ridiculous. I think maybe we have to check to see if the board can't agree on, okay, John and Doug, do code enforcement, dog catcher, and clerk, okay? Gary and Doug and Marianne do Marianne or some, you know what I mean? Get a group, and then we put the information together and share it, because I'll tell you right now, you're not going to get five people together to go down and sit in that clerk's office at the courthouse, in the courtroom, and go through all those books, everybody at the same time.
Yeah, but you can't. Legally, you can't, because the five of us get together, three of us get together. It's a meeting. So we would have to advertise that.
It's still a meeting. You have to advertise. However, you're just looking at people's books. You don't have to take minutes, and you can do it at a workshop. They don't go in somebody's office. They bring the books out to you. You sit with them, and you talk about it, and you can maybe do three in one workshop and maybe three more in another workshop. It has to be advertised, but you don't have to take minutes.
We got to fill out the form, number one, but I don't think it's I don't think it's the way you're saying, but, and you might be right. I got to find out, but I think it's more of a surprise thing that you're doing the audit, which means it can't be 3 years.
I've worked a lot of training myself.
If we get a class and get a form, if there's a form that we have to go by.
Yes.
Okay. Then to make it legit, then the comptroller accepts it. You know, then I can probably see that if we have, okay, we'll have a special meeting and have the dog catcher come in with his books and everything. I mean, to me, it sounds like it's a lot more work for the head of the department, but we'd have to do it, you know, like in the in the room there or whatever, and have the head of the department with us and go through. And as long as everything checks out on that sheet and the same sheet for each department, okay, then yeah, I could see it that way. But like I said, I don't really know. I mean, the interpretation of, you know, the board doing the audits, how do they want it done? You know, I mean, do they want, like Kelly said, which could be true, do they want everybody, or do they want just the board, as in, like I was saying, we split it up and do, I don't know. We got to find out.
I'll ask the comptrollers and AOT to clarify that. Is it the all of us, or is it, can we divide it like two and two or that type of a thing? And yeah. Is it a surprise, or is it one that we plan? And I'll let you know that. But I'll also ask about the training.
Board or partial. You need to do every department, only the departments that collect money.
Yes.
Yeah, it's the ones that collect money.
So it's the town clerk, it's the tax collector, it's me, it's codes.
Courthouse.
There's five. Yep. The dog catcher, no. Assessor, no. Like planning board. Well, planning board collects money, and so does ZBA, I think. But I'm not sure if it's committees. But I'll ask the question, and I'll make them put it in black and white so we get the clarifications. We'll go from there.
Okay.
Anything else needs to be brought up? No? Okay, then next regular meeting is Thursday, February 18th at 6:30. Thanks, everybody, for coming and tuning in. I'll need a motion to adjourn.
I move.
Second, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Abstained? Carried. Thanks, everybody.
Thank you.